Hey, podcast listeners. Sorry you're on a little bit of a late run here. We've had a little trouble. Our audio engineer has been out of the, let's just say, city for the time being. But to make up for the lack of episodes, we're uploading two episodes right now. So if you're listening to this, you're on the good one. If you haven't heard this yet, you're one episode too far. But then how would you have heard this? Never mind. Enjoy the episode!
Theme song.
But I'm the tired.
Now you're tired, though. So we have a little hyper in the restaurant.
I know! I've been so, like, excited and stuff all day. Clipping, maybe?
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. Oh. We're actually back at Andrew's place for this episode because, currently Anthony's out of town, so we can't just barge into his house. And
we choose out of respect.
Fair enough. And he has dogs, so they'd definitely eat us.
That's not how dogs work.
That's how dogs work.
Dogs eat things.
Just eat things. And people, mostly.
Is your phone off, Calvin?
My phone is probably off. Maybe it isn't. Not sure. So we were just out on an exciting night of eating rockberries. And did I get a tweet? Did we get a tweet? I think we might have gotten a tweet, guys. But guys, I mean Andrew specifically. None of you guys. You guys can't listen.
You can't listen to a thing you can read?
Nope, you cannot.
Yeah, it's a little late. Everyone's asleep. I just got off work. Went to go see a crappy movie with Calvin and the guys and one girl.
None other at all.
While Calvin checks his tweet, I'll just let you know. We went to go see Devil Inside. It was kind of crappy. Like, I mean, I expected it to not be good, but it was like 1 hour and 10 minutes. It was really fucking short. Like, really, we started that movie at 9:20. We were back in my house by 11:20.
It was just ridiculous. That was
and
just
it's like a 20-minute drive to my house. That was like less than 1 hour and 40 minutes. Like,
it was
not counting credits because we know, and the credits were like super slow. Like they knew they needed to be longer. Sorry, I lit a candle if you don't mind.
I know it can get romantic in here.
It's a vanilla oolong scented candle.
Romance, the podcast.
Romance plus 7. But, so then we came back here to record a podcast, which then became Let's Go to Rockberry to Get Pie.
Yeah, I know. So how that happened.
Me and Calvin romantically shared pie twice.
Yeah, things are heating up.
Yeah, I think me and Calvin have a bromance happening. It's supposed to happen.
It's getting intense, guys.
So in exciting fucking news.
Yes.
News that is both exciting and involves fucking.
Woo!
No fucking involved this time. It looks like I'll actually be getting to go to PAX East, the video game, grouping, what do you call those things? Expo? Meetings?
Robot encounters? Yes.
That's
dubstep.
Robot encounters. Dubstep. It's actually robots having sex. No one ever noticed that.
Robots encountering each other?
I guess
robot genitalia encounters. Oh, look whose phone is not off right now. Andrew's phone just rang, everyone. I think this makes me the right to say I'm awesome at everything.
Is your phone off?
What?
Is your phone?
It is. Oh, wait, it's not off. Okay, there goes all my credibility, guys.
Damn it, Calvin. I'm going to shoot you in the everything.
Yep.
I wonder where 3D glasses in this episode, because this episode's in 3D.
Yeah, this episode's in 3D, guys. 3D sound. Oh, it was being opened. Sorry,
Aperture Auto.
Aperture.
Yeah, sorry. I actually went through my entire photo library and organized it properly.
Oh, I love
so all my photos are organized and cleaned up and sexy, except for the folder on my hard drive of just random video game art that I keep for wallpapers.
Just because.
Including the one I was talking about before, that game on the iPhone.
Which one?
The one that's all been awesome.
Should I read so many games lately? I've just been like,
The game is called Sword and Sorcery, if anyone's looking for it. It's actually Super Brother Presents Sword and Sorcery EP.
Because
the whole thing is basically they worked with this guy named Jim Guthrie.
Right.
It's really weird to pronounce his name. Guthrie. G-U-T-H-R-I-E.
Okay.
And he basically recorded a album, basically like a two-sided vinyl EP. And then the music was the inspiration and part of the game.
What?
And it's some of the best music ever. I'll give you the EP. It's fucking beautiful. The EP is actually called like the Cries of the Space Baby. It's really weird. It's really good. It's really good, so I'm coughing here. But this is like the art, I would say it's pixel art style, as I was trying to tell him about.
Right.
But it's still like really well detailed, like it's not like crappily.
No, yeah.
But like the characters are like super cheaply made. Like you can't tell it's such a chick. The siphon.
Okay.
The dog is Dogfella.
I thought that was a horse.
No, it's a dog and a Dogfella. And it's cool because in the book you have this book and you can actually read people's minds.
What?
And like I said in this book, I mean in this game you get a book called the Megatome. And you can read people's minds. Like, so whenever you do, like, an event, it'll always show, like, someone's thoughts on this event.
Right.
And, like, it's usually hints or, like, just weird babblings. And You can get Dogfella's thoughts sometimes. So it's always like bark, 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 bark. I love when there's a full moon. Bark, 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 bark.
How is he thinking that? That makes sense. Anyways.
It's just funny. You have, there's Girl, the girl you meet in the meadows. There's Logfella, the owner of Dogfella, who's a woodsman. There's the archetype, who's just the guy who does, like, the general, like, overthoughts. There's your character. You can read your own mind in the book.
What? Your own mind. That's hilarious.
Yeah, those are the five characters you really meet, minus, like, two or three of me who don't talk to you.
Don't talk to you.
It's a really well-made game. You actually go into your dreams. There's a bunch of cool, like, weird puzzle aspects. And there's a double rainbow in it, actually.
Makes sense. Seems
it, honestly, if you own an iPhone or an iPad, do yourself a favor. Shell out the few bucks it costs and pick up Sword and Sorcery EP by Super Brothers.
Or you'll take that iPod or iPad and give it to me.
Oh,
that's
Calvin.
A favor for me.
Calvin is no longer iPodded. His is missing.
I cannot find my iPod. So if you happen to be my iPod and are somehow listening to this, first off, that's amazing. And second of all, find yourself and get to me. How
find
about
yourself,
that?
Go discover yourself.
Just discover your soul. I have to give a shout out to my friend Warren, who apparently ran into, hopefully he's listening to this. In that case, I give him permission to high-five himself. Just because, you could have done before, but now I allow you. And
that was legal.
That's legal, because apparently he met up with Andrew, and he was like, hey, and then Andrew was like, I don't know who you are, and he's like, I know who you are, and they're like, wow. So
essentially
awesome.
Just standing in line, getting food during my lunch break, you know, kind of like, whatever, it's been a long day, I'm kind of tired, whatever. I have my phone, I'm checking text, and my hoodie, I'm just like, whatever, I want some chicken. And this guy looks at me, and he's a tall guy, Warren, you're a beast. He goes, I know you. You did that podcast with Calvin. I just looked at him.
What? Don't eat me.
Like, I'm really like, who are you? Why do you know me? And how does a show where you only hear my voice let you know who I am by pure sight? And then, apparently I met him at a party once or twice. Calvin did acting with him, so he does know us. And he's like, yeah, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I actually keep up with Calvin after this podcast. And I'm like, weird and stalkerish.
Well,
but he's a fan.
What do you mean weird and stalkerish? We put this out there so people can listen to it. We're getting... Don't listen to this, guys. If you're listening to this, close your ears, okay? This is just too personal. Well, you know.
Yes, so Calvin has also, in his ability to do things, decided to get me to start watching
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I'm loving this show right now. I don't know about you guys, because I'm assuming you guys all watch it, because this shit's ridiculously awesome. But just so you all know, my favorite characters are Scootaloo, just because of her name, and Pinkie Pike, mostly because she's hilarious and awesome. mostly. I guess I kind of like, I have a love-hate thing going on with Rarity. Rarity's a little bit of a bitch. She's all about, you know, fashion, blah, 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 and she never will notice that frickin' Spike. He's totally into her.
Who's Spike?
Spike's the baby dragon.
There's dragons in this
he's
now?
He's a baby dragon. There's actually this episode I watched recently with my little sister. You know.
Also, note the mental image of a man in his 19-year-old man, almost in his 20s, sitting with a 9-year-old little girl, which is quite sweet when they're related. It's not creepy. While I watch the show, who he's into as much as she is. It's a bonding thing when he's just as into it as he is.
I'm so into the show.
With a beer.
Just because.
So you've got a 20-year-old, roughly a 20-year-old kid.
Roughly. I'm rough.
Yeah,
around
rough.
The edges.
Rough around the edges. He was not cut well. Wow. Remember, the photoshopping on this is terrible.
I know. You can see the pickles. Pixels.
Pixels. The pickles.
Yeah. I'm made out of pickles. It's kind of embarrassing.
You can see the pickles.
Just because.
Oh, that just kind of made my day.
This one episode where Spike, it's like his birthday, and like he ends up, it's this whole thing where like he's getting stuff, and then he's like, oh wait, if I tell people it's my birthday, they'll give me shit. So he, like, goes around and gets stuff, and eventually he starts hoarding shit. And he sleeps on his pile of stuff, and he gets bigger and bigger, and he becomes he's this cute little, like, let's say, like, under knee height. He's a little baby dragon, but he's smart, you know, he talks, he helps Twilight Sparkle solve problems, because, you know, she has a lot of problems. And,
I love how this became like an amazingly deep conversation, but okay, continue.
Poor Twilight Sparkle, she always has problems. If she could just look at the world like I don't know, Pinkie Pie does. Well, maybe that Dash, she just goes fast, and that solves the problems. I'm not going fast enough, therefore, go fast. Flowchart, bam. No.
Speaking of flowchart, it's not the best flowchart ever. Two really good flowcharts. One was just the, I have something to say, and it basically led down to, like, do you want people to hear it? Is it important? Would your boss be upset if you heard this? Would your parents? And it basically tells you what social network to post it on. And, like, there was the option for, like, do not fucking post.
Right.
Like, one of them was, is this interesting? No. Go to, like, MySpace. Do people want to hear this? No. LinkedIn. Is it short and witty? Twitter. Do you want to make everyone just tired of seeing it? Facebook. Will you regret posting this? Don't post it.
Well, yeah. Fair.
The other flowchart was just bubble one. Is it time to cut the mullet? One arrow saying yes.
That's it.
Just
that.
It was just yes.
It is.
It wasn't even like yes. The nausea was time for the mullet. Yes.
So hard. No. So in this episode, he gets really massive. He's like a foot tall. He's like a foot tall little guy. And he becomes this like massive giant dragon. The thing is, like, sometimes, you know, they have to fight bad guys. There's this one where Rarity gets kidnapped because she loves diamonds. So does also. Spike loves Rarity, but he also loves diamonds. He likes to eat diamonds, because that's what dragons do, apparently. And
science proves that.
Science proves it. It's clear. And I also think, I don't know about you guys, I think, because I just watched the first episode recently, how come Fluttershy and Spike never became a thing? Because Fluttershy, she's such a sweetie. She's the nicest of all of them. Like, as much as
I wish you could see me just staring at Calvin,
like
so impressed. But so sick.
I'm not sure if these people were real. I'm not sure if I would date Pinkie Pie or Fluttershy. I'm not sure. Because Fluttershy is definitely the nicest, but Pinkie Pie is definitely the craziest, which I kind of like a little bit of both.
Calvin, you really need a girlfriend.
Oh, or a horse. creepy face. No, so.
Speaking of girlfriends, fucking hell, I win.
Oh, whatever, guys.
I won't brag. She'll probably listen to the show and be all like,
yeah.
What'd you brag about?
Paula sucks. Like, she's stupid. She literally shot me today. That was really mean.
I don't think she shot you today.
Pretty sure she did. There was blood. There was lots of blood. Oh, no, that was a dream I had. Okay, fair enough.
No, awesome girlfriend. She's awesome. End of story.
Deal. Because I was already bored. What? No. But back to my exciting life. Because the thing is, I realized...
Not even your life. It's a show
it's
that you
watch. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, guys. It's serious.
How do you always say the full
it's
title?
It's the full title. Because there's other My Little Ponies that are, like...
But it's like Adventure Time is Adventure Time with Finn and Jake, but no one calls it Adventure Time with Finn and Jake.
I go all the way, guys. I go all the way. No, but this is one episode where... So she's looking for diamonds for this dress she wants to make, because there's this girl, this fashion designer from the big city of Canterlot, and they're only at Ponyville, so it's like kind of like the big city sort of thing. She's like, oh, I want to impress this girl, this designer lady, whatever. And so then, who dropped that? Who dares drop that?
I dropped a very little lighter.
Oh my gosh, guys, this is intense. No, so what happened is there's these like she has magic because Rarity is of course a unicorn, and so she's able to find the diamonds, and then so these like. Diamond hunter guys figured this out. They're like, aha, we're gonna kidnap her. So they go and grab her. Then I'm like, why doesn't Rarity just throw all the diamonds at Spike? Spike go on them, become freaking massive, and they just kill shit. Like, they literally have an unstoppable force. They have a freaking dragon that can just grow up, and then they can make it small again. Because, you know, Rarity's able to, like, teach him how to be generous again, and then he's able to lose that. Because, you know. Power of love.
Okay.
Love and friendship is also magic, guys. The story of the day.
I'm just so impressed by his knowledge of the show. Speaking of knowledge of weird things, we found a guy on Reddit today who actually has a PhD in Pokemon.
Pokemon!
I'm kind of really jealous.
That's really sweet.
I mean, like, I've heard of doctorates in, like, the Beatles, but, I mean, that's a cultural thing with the Pokemon, I guess, it's funny up to that point. This is a thing I hate where I said the Pokemon.
The Pokemans.
I think I went
Pokemon.
To say, like, thought something, and I was like, oh, no, I just meant Pokemon in general.
The Pokemans. With a Z at the end.
That was when parents would just be like, oh, the Pokemans. Like,
Pokemon.
It's like, you're not even saying it right.
look at these little kids and their little Pokemon. What are they doing? Poking people around? I don't even get it.
Was that your Bill Cosby impression?
Yes. That was like, I was just imagining, like, some dad on a yacht being like, hey, you know.
Dad on a yacht.
That's how I imagine. Like, I've never been on a yacht. I've never had, okay, I've had a dad. I have had
and currently do have a
father. Fair enough. Or do, yeah, I do. Don't. Oh, I'm actually rather tired. And confused. Oh,
I'm gonna hurt you so much.
I'm gonna make fun of you so little.
Well, thank you. That's
nice. No, I lied. I lied. I'm sorry.
What are we talking about else? I'm trying to, like, we kind of, like, had
a
whole chat.
Yeah, we haven't even been talking for a while. It's like, We haven't hung out since, like, I don't know, last time we podcast. It's been
a while. Yeah, which I fucking was late to work for.
Yeah.
And I showed up so... Literally, the running there made me so sick. I got there, I'm just, like, sweating and, like, dripping and, like, just, like, can't breathe. And they're like, to the back of the store, Andrew. No one wants you.
Oh, no one
wants you. So I spent four hours on the phones where I got asked, and again, you all know where I work by now, but I'm not going to be obvious.
Right.
And a customer called to ask what the I in the name of her phone stands for.
That's it?
We're at a dinner party, we're having a few drinks, playing a game, and they wanted to know, I have this iPhone. What does the I stand for?
Information?
No,
I don't know.
Nothing. It's a brand.
Yeah, that's so
weird.
It's
like, what does the S in Sony stand for?
Yeah, it's fair enough.
It's part of a branding thing. We just put I in front of the products, this fruit-based company I work for.
Definitely and not anything.
I still want to do another show I listened to, I mentioned before. They also had like the same joke where they were really obvious what it was, like the way we are. They even said it a few times, but they always call it the fruit stand.
Right.
And like, they had this joke where like, he quit, so they were like, oh, well, it's this company. And then they had this like joke where, like, there's like one fan out there with this like, huge, like you know, it's like.
He definitely has like boards. Yarn. Like, going from one thing to another, like,
that's... And, like, just pictures of different fruits with bites taken out of it, trying to figure out what it is. Like, of course, it's that one!
Finally!
Just a banana, there's just, like, literally a banana nailed to this board. I want to draw it out one day, like, put on a shirt and see, like, this murder board of, like, what company it could be.
What could it be?
Also, I realize now, like, just a bad habit I have, I'll read one off now, because I caught it
today. Public masturbation, I know, that's so, like, it's, like, I can't stop, you know? What, I mean, nothing? I mean... Reasons for doing things logically?
Science. Okay, well, just like, some okay. Like, I designed t-shirts. If you've ever seen my, if you look at me on redbubble.com, some of my shirts are up there. My name is Boxless. Pimping my own stuff there, shamelessly. Yep. Apple Swipe.
Oh, nice.
I finally did one. Weird. I do that. It's yours. But this.
High five. Oh, my genitals! I mean, that was not forced.
What? But the thing is, so I do is I keep a list of shirts I want to design. And I won't go through too many of them because I'm kind of like, but this one here just, I don't know what I was doing. I don't remember writing it. But on my list, I currently have Batman Venn diagram.
What?
Like, I can only assume I can draw a Venn diagram with bats, people, and then Batman in the middle. Which I may have to do now because it's kind of funny.
I think I've seen that somewhere. Anyways, maybe you've already done it.
The one I really like, No, I would have checked off my list. I just checked the last one I did. I really like, someone did a shirt a while back. It's actually on throughoutthis.com if you look it up. And it's a Venn diagram. And on one, it's like a pink bubble, a blue bubble, and the middle is green. In the pink, you have a duck on a keyboard.
And then there's a platypus on a guitar.
And then it's a beaver with a guitar. So the middle is a platypus on a guitar.
Makes sense.
Ruined the joke completely.
Yeah, I know. Failure. Whatever, guys. But I looking on my Twitter, and apparently my little sister's been tweeting at Neil Patrick Harris, which is hilarious.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but a while back, Neil Patrick Harris was tweeting at this, like, unknown, like, just this random unknown kid who was like, yeah, I just came out with my family. It was, like, oh, no, like, something about, like, Neil Patrick Harris was encouraging this, like, newbie to, like, to come out or something of the closet or something. It was pretty adorable. But no, I was going to mention something. Right, my books that I've been... Because I remember I mentioned this whole crazy... I've gotten a bit farther in the Enderverse, which I mentioned last show. Hopefully you've been listening to that show, because it was pretty crazy. I was talking about...
If you didn't,
the Pecaninos and all that crazy stuff. But what has happened now is they've... Using Jane, which I don't know if I mentioned, but she's the computer mind being who can... control stuff through the Ansible network, which is, of course, this instant light-speed communication thing. She's figured out a way... Yeah, the twit pic of us eating. If you guys follow us on Twitter...
Quick side note. Thank you, Dimitri, for taking a creepy picture of me feeding cheesecake to Calvin.
Look at my face. I'm very into it, if you can tell from my face.
You have two forks in your mouth.
I know. Ladies.
And I have a jaunty cap my girlfriend doesn't like.
A jaunty cap? Yeah, I know. What is this? Seriously, Paula? Seriously? Just get out. Just get up. Yeah. Move more. Okay, good. She's out now. Yeah, she's stupid. I'm being so
mean. Stop being mean to my girlfriend. Speaking of girlfriends, agreeing off the topic of Andrew's rule, but she's way too much last time.
I know,
talking about girlfriends, Wheezy Waiter's girlfriend?
I know.
What's her name?
I don't... China. Literally China.
Her name is China.
I would do terrible things to her. in a good, no, not even pleasant for either of us. No, it kind of ruins Weezy Waiter. Like, I like him better, like, single. I mean, just pretend he doesn't have a girlfriend.
But it doesn't really affect me anyway. I kind of like the fact that he uses her once in a while as a joke. The joke of, like, the put her on camera and then not draw attention to her kind of got old.
Yeah, like,
he introduced her.
Exactly.
And, like, just accepting that she'll be there once in a while for a sketch, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
I'm happy for him, because, like, he's a really cool guy. Like, you know. He deserves, like, 7 girlfriends, just because that's how cool he is. You know, no offense.
He can have offenses, all the girlfriends?
All of them, ever.
All the girlfriends.
All of them. No, I'm going to talk about this too long. But anyways, there's this whole plot device now where they've invented faster-than-light speed travel, which is what they do is they get this being, the internet being, to there's this box, and they all concentrate on the patterns of their lot and the people living in this box and the pattern of the room, this box or starship or whatever it may be, takes it and removes it from the universe into this outspace and then brings it back in. And the thing is, it can go literally anywhere. But the problem is, also when you're in outspace, if you think of something that things could just appear out of nowhere. Like, you could say, if I really want to get this cure for this disease, and I know what it is, but I don't know how to make it. If, as long as I know what it is, I can make it exist in this outspace. So that's what they did. They had to destroy this disease called the Descolada, and they just went and found the cure in this outspace because it's this giant room of requirements. Literally, that's what it is. It's just the plot device. Bam. You know, it's like
it's in every way, shape, or form of my body.
It's just, yeah, like, whatever you need. There, bam.
I'm just pulling out. I realize I'm currently holding all of Douglas Adams' books.
Tea Time?
I have both Tea Time of the Long Dark, Tea Time
Holistic
of the Soul.
Detective.
And I have Holistic Detective Agency. Both of which I haven't read yet. I should really read those.
They're pretty good.
Which order are they going? Is it Holistic first?
I think it's Holistic. I think you're right.
Yeah, and then I have Sam of That, which would have been the third in the series, but sadly he passed away, but it contains the first two chapters and some extra excerpts.
Okay.
And then I have the entire trilogy of 5. Have you ever read The Salmon of Doubt?
I've not read The Salmon of Doubt.
Dude, take it home. Take it home now and read it. It's a collection of, there's 3 sections, Life, the Universe, and Everything. And they're basically short stories and essays he's written. So there's actually the short story in there about, the fuck's his name? Neil Rocks?
Neil Rocks? Salfoid, Neil Rocks?
Heads? Yeah, there's his origin stories in there.
Huh.
There's a bunch of, like,
or
short...
his own name is written on his brain.
I forgot about that.
The thing is, in the movie, that's not at all how I imagined Salfoid Beetleborox being. I imagined him being green, first off.
Really? I remember
his
ask.
Because also, when I read it, like, I was... There's this whole... The whole reason... When I started reading Hitchhiker's Guide... This is getting kind of personal, guys. Because when
doesn't matter. Best book series ever.
When I was in grade 3, I think, I got in really big trouble at school. This was not really big trouble, but, like, the desk, I was, like, I had this weird nervous tic where I would take my scissors and, like, grind them on the wooden desk, and I would just whittle down the desk slowly. And then, like, I did this for a while, like, nothing big happened. And then all of a sudden, the teacher caught me. Like, I didn't even know it was something, it didn't cross my mind that it was something bad. But, like, then I got caught, and I got, like, I thought I was in so much shit, because I never broke the rules before. And there's this whole thing where, like, I was like, so, I thought my life was over, like, things were terrible, and then my mom was like, okay, we're gonna read this book, and see what's gonna happen, whatever, because I was probably just unbearably, like, distraught over this terrible situation that happened to me. So, like, I was, like, half, like, crying and half listening to this at the same time, so I was in a weird mental state. But yeah, I was imagining him having 2 heads, and, like, green, but the 2 heads were, like, next to each other. You know,
yeah,
I imagine,
the
like,
whole, like, the having, like, the weird switchy heads, like,
I never imagined
toy.
That at all, like...
That was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it, but it was weird.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say, like, I have, like, this, like, one of the books that happens when he passed away, they somehow, like, something, how it ended up, basically, I remember this hearing the story was, like, his Mac went missing, and ended up on eBay, and someone got it, and the guy who got it had to be a fan of his, and realized it was his writing, because he recognized some of the old scripts, some of the old notes on there.
Right.
And contacted his widowed wife. And got the computer back to them, and they went through and found the first, like, I think third of what would have been the 3rd book in the Dirk Gently series.
Right.
Which would have been called Sound of Doubt, so that's why they called the book Sound of Doubt.
That's so funny.
Hitchhiking the Galaxy One Last Time.
Oh.
And it's just a collection of short stories, has some of the radio script intros, has the section of the Sound of Doubt that was never finished. It has a bunch of other little things here and there. There's an article here I love called Why... I'll read a little excerpt, which is, why is the only question that bothers people enough to have the entire letter of the alphabet named after it? And it's all this whole thing where he's trying to basically say, you know, like, why isn't it A, B, C, D, what, when, how, X, Y, Z? Like, why Z?
What?
And, like, you know, and he said, like, it should be more like, why not Z? Like, not should be a letter also. So you have why not Z. Like, it's like an amazing thing. He has an amazing one here about, like, how he's, like, sneaking out of school to go pick up, like, the Beatles. Oh. He wants to go pick up a Beatles album. It's like, we'd sneak out of school, you play hooky, go pick up the album, and sit there and listen to it all day. On loop for hours.
It's hilarious.
There's a whole thing on there, like, how to make tea properly, because Americans can't do it right. There's one about him going to a country house he had up in the north, and he would just go for a jog every day, and the neighbor's dogs would just go jogging with him, and he loved these dogs, he took care of them. They weren't his dogs. He even just gave them names arbitrarily, because I don't think I should do their names for a while. And he remembers going there finally, going for a run, and they weren't there. Obviously, they moved or passed away, whatever the case was. Or I think only one of them was there, and he realized the one was passed away, and the next year the other one was there. And it's like this amazing insight to this amazing, amazing man, both on a personal level and a professional level. There's a bunch of little things like, you know, what is your dream team? Like, your dream basketball team would be...
Swindletown Swindley Poopers. If you get that, you are a nerd fighter. Just saying.
Swindletown?
Swindletown Swindley Poopers. This is John Green's fake... His team on this FIFA game he plays. And you can watch him play it if you look up, like, head games. And there is.
Whatever. What is your dream, like... going in for coffee or, like, you know, dream, like, if you were directing a movie, who'd you direct with? Like, it's just a really nice insight into this amazing man. And I'm just saying, you have to borrow this, dude. Like, go through it. The short stories are pretty quick. Read all the Dirk Gently's, finish that section. Here's excerpts from an interview. Here's, like, the actual, like, first, like, four or five chapters of the end of it's a lot. Here's chapter 8 up until about chapter 11 or 13, I think. Yeah, it's the first, like, 12 chapters of what would have been the last book.
Huh.
And, I mean, it has excerpts from the another book he wrote, which I don't have here, actually, I realize now, is the Where Have All the Rhinos Gone?
There's just another one where he's, Last Chance to See, where he co-wrote that with someone else, where it was him.
John Lloyd, yeah.
Yeah, where he's
I have the
about,
other
like,
one, I don't know, somewhere here in this room, I know I have in my mess of books, but he also, with John Lloyd, co-wrote The Meaning of Lif, The Deeper Meaning of Lif. Yeah, again, I honestly, Douglas Adams, God rest his soul, one of the most amazing and most talented writers
robots.
Ever.
He was a robot.
He must have been. Douglas Noel Adams, DNA.
My name
backwards, just random fact, is Werdna, or pronounced weirdly, We Are DNA.
Whoa!
Weird fact about the name Andrew backwards is it spells out We Are DNA.
We Are DNA.
Werdna.
Werdna. The name's Werdna.
What's your name backwards?
Nivlak.
Like, you sound like you should be a weird, like, small rat-like creature.
I know. Jasmine's name is Anivisage. Anivisage. I think it's the funniest name backwards.
My friend used to use as, like, a common moniker on all, like, Neopets and shit like that. He would use Eknarf, which is just France backwards. Just for no reason.
For no reason. Eknarf.
He would just take words with them backwards, make them, like, really sound fun, and just give them, like, a meaning and just say them in school.
What do they even mean?
For a while, I remember it was not, I can't pronounce it. We had Aerodactyl, like the Pokemon, backwards.
Wow.
Like, I can't picture the word in my head long enough, like quick enough to actually do that. But
yeah,
I was
exactly.
Like, what do you
I'm a lazy
that?
Fuck. What? What did I always say? What? Like, that wasn't even something embarrassing. Or was it?
What?
Rare. At the end of that for no reason. It's really funny. And I think this is the first one. There's this whole thing where he's, like, trying to simulate, like, for some reason, they brought this couch up to the stairwell, and he's trying to figure out how to get the stair, they're trying to bring this couch up to, like, a second story, apartment, but for some reason, he just, as they're transporting it through this, like, weird turn in the stairs, it got stuck there. And he's made, like, they try to move it, they just couldn't. And you got all these computer programs and trying to figure out how could possibly get in or out of that situation. And he realized it was just impossible for that. He did all the measurements. It was just no way it could get out of there. Or there's no way it could have got into there. It was just stuck there. So he was stuck getting to his apartment. He had to walk over this couch. that would just, like, constantly reminds him of his failure to have a couch.
Which book is it?
I think this is one of the detective ones.
Okay, because I haven't read all of them, man. Yeah. I have both. I really have to read them.
It's hilarious.
I think I'm legit my goal right now for this year is to read more. Actually, my goal is to start writing more. I'm actually going to start writing tomorrow on my day off. I have a few ideas for books I want to do. Mm-hmm. I might try to go something a little more common or simple.
Comic Sans MS.
Fuck that shit to death.
Comic Sans.
Sans MS is a plague on this fucking planet.
No. It's not Comic Sans MS that's a plague. This guy who I follow, his name's Andrew? What? No.
It's me.
His name's Andrew.
He's
in Toronto and he's Asian. He songs to wear his pantsuit. There we go. There's two Asian Andrews who like live in the Toronto area that I follow. One is Gunnarola, the other's songs to wear pantsuit. They're both amazing musicians / video makers. They're lots of fun. But anyways, I think it was Andrew who was talking about Comic Sans. No. He had a video called Fontophobia. I can't believe I don't remember who's who. I think it's Gunnarola. He's the guy
who
did
Canadian
Please. The
video's called Fontophobia?
Fontophobia. I don't know if you saw the video a while back. It was like, Canadian Please?
No.
He got pretty famous. And like during the Olympics, he and the girl that he made it with like had sung it out. Anyways, that was where I started following him. But he was saying that like, some of his friends are starting this blog saying like, Comic Sans has a place. It's just people don't know it, you know? It's just like...
No, it's people know it, but the fact that it's become this thing that people just go to...
Yeah.
Like, Comic Sans, if I see a child using Comic Sans on a project, I will, you know what? Perfect.
You
see
it
anywhere fucking else, on a poster, in an office, in a school, I don't care what, even if it's a school, like, for kids, if it's, like, directly aimed at kids under the age of 3, good for it.
Yeah.
But even there are better fonts for that.
But Comic Sans MS has been harder to read for like dyslexic people. It's not like maybe it's easier to read. I forget. I read something about that.
No, Apple actually developed a font called Chalkboard. I think it was actually Apple who developed it, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And it was their take on Comic Sans MS, but designed in a way that you could actually tell letters apart.
Right.
So it made it easier for dyslexia to.
Yeah. Also, I find also Papyrus.
It's an ugly ass font.
But it's used so much.
In
like
the subtitles for all of Avatar?
Really? I didn't notice that.
Yes, if you've seen Avatar, which is already a garbage movie with beautiful graphics, all of their subtitles when they're speaking whatever their language is, they don't.
I feel like I feel like that would be a more useful thing that I've seen. I've seen it used for like titles of like films like that.
Pretty much, Papyrus is the Comic Sans of the adult world. It's the.
Yeah.
It has its place. I've seen it used where I'm like, I haven't noticed all the readers right away because I'm like, oh, well, it actually makes sense here. Because
yeah.
It's like an article about like the rainforest, the papyrus. It's tree-ish. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Even an Avatar, man, it pisses me off to see it because it's overused.
I think it makes more sense.
What it is?
I'm imagining it.
You know what it is? It's the fact that people go, oh, I shouldn't use Comic Sans, but I want something cool and fun on Papyrus.
Yeah.
It's like Papyrus is the I don't want to use Comic Sans font, so it gets just as overused.
Mm.
And it doesn't have a place as much as Comic Sans does for kids, and it's really an ugly font.
Yeah, it's a very specific niche that it can be used
and
in.
Even
and
then,
yeah,
you don't use a childish font like that for a serious subject.
For sure.
Well, this is like the equivalent of having a breast cancer font.
Yeah.
Here's a font like for breast cancer. It's like, no, you don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Actually, okay, we are coming to the end of the show. I'm actually going to cut us off some point.
Can I just push two of my favorite fonts?
Yes.
Times New Roman, just because it's classic. And secondly, Grammond. Grammond uses less ink, actually, and I find it very easy on the eyes.
It's actually called Garamond.
Garamond, there we go.
After the designer. I actually want to pull up, this is actually honestly, I'm going to combine two amazing things here.
A robot and a chicken?
You really?
It's alive!
I'm just going to stab you in the face now. I came across a video today thanks to a friend of mine named Mel. Mel Rich, if you ever care to listen to the show.
She's one of those people whose name is just too, it's... Mel Rich. It's not Melanie. It's not Mel. It's not Madame Rich. It's Mel Rich. Anyways.
Yes. I was looking at the name of the video so I don't forget what it's fucking called. Okay.
Calvin's cool?
The video is called Rethink Breast Cancer.
Oh, I saw that with the hot
Your
guys.
Your man reminder. And essentially, it's an ad for a free app for the iPhone or for Android OS that is designed for women to remind them to check for breast cancer. It's a great cause. It's a free app. I mean, it is a disease. Cancer is cancer. Every kind of cancer is just as bad as any other kind. This is one that is easily preventable if you know how to take care of yourself. I'm just preaching because, you know what, I know people have suffered. You shouldn't have to go through this shit if you're a woman.
And also,
but,
hold on, or if you're men. Men get breast cancer too, just saying.
Yes,
but
well, it was...
And I brought this up with my mother today at the dinner table. I know I'm going totally off topic, but my mom was saying that, like, heart cancer was only tested for in men, and women have heart cancer differently than men do. There's a whole different setup. Just men do have different bodies, you know.
I didn't know that.
Well, men do have penises. Just so you
know.
No,
I'm... God damn it, Calvin. Anyways, we have to end the show. We're like, what I want to say was basically, go look up this video. It's fucking amazing. And there is a free app, and the whole point of the app is it's going to be... It'll remind you once a day with a notification, or once in a while, wherever you set it to check for breast cancer and how to check for it properly. But it's using extremely hot, shirtless guys to do
so. I feel like they should do the same thing, but with prostate cancer.
With hot women?
Yes. Did you...
I just feel like the dominatrix scene is coming out there.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, to end this video with a bit of a mysterious air for a future thing, Paula actually wants to co-star in a video script I've written for you.
Really?
Yes. The title of the video will be called Safe Word.
I don't...
And we'll end it right...
Oh...